Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
333, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Friday. Yes, indeed it is. We have made it. Congratulations. Self-high-fives all the way around. Weather's looking okay. I mean, really, not terrible. It's a little more humid than it's been the last couple of days. But otherwise, it's okay. It's okay. I mean, it's definitely doable. And the weekend is looking pretty nice as well. Just a quick reminder, anything that you may have missed this week, including our friends Bill O'Reilly or Chris Ruddy, the inventor of Newsmax, the CEO of Newsmax. Those interviews are up online at newsradiowrva.com, newsradiowrva.com. So I'm coming across a story here. CNN says, you know, everybody's feeling better about the economy. There was some sort of a study from the University of Michigan, and I'm just wondering if the people that took the survey live in the real world, or are they all, I don't know. And the Fed's supposed to do something, aren't they, with interest rates? Well, that involves numbers, and there's probably a dollar sign or two in there and a percentage mark. And so I turn things over to my friend, Dr. Dave Brad. I want to remind you that Dave is the senior vice president out at Liberty University for business relations and what have you. But he's not here on behalf of Liberty, although we're going to give him a small slice to talk about the upcoming CEO summit. But he's here with his own views, his own opinion. He's been an economist his entire life, professional life, and he's done a great job. Dave, I appreciate you being here as always, sir.
Thanks, Brother Jeff. Great to be on.
Well, let us dive into consumer sentiment, because CNN, which you know is an impartial, highly respected journalistic endeavor, says that people are actually feeling better about the economy. Have you met any of those people?
I haven't met many of those people, but I will say, I mean, and they're, you know, Michigan's got the big consumer sentiment survey they're famous for. But feeling better, right? That 50 is kind of the cutoff, right? And it's, you know, things have been below 50 on most every economic indicator. So, you know, if they went up from, you know, 30 to 31, their statement would be true. People are feeling better. It doesn't say that they're happy.
Right.
It just, you know, it just says it's an uptick a little bit, and I can't even understand that part. The average person, the credit cards are maxed out. The average rate now on a credit card is 23% interest rate, right? Jeez. On top of losing your inflation and your purchasing power, the young kids can't do rent or a house. Mm-hmm. And the problematic part there is I hate for the American people to fall into a new mental, you know, equilibrium where they just say, this is the new norm. Because they've forgotten what America could be. And that's the part that scares the daylights out of me about the last 5 or 10 years. You know, a lot of young people growing up, they don't know what we had 30 or 40 years ago, right? The economy was humming along. American business was the envy of the world. The United States was the envy of the world. And that's not the case anymore. And so, yeah, who knows? Who knows what they're trying to tell us?
Well, you know, that's a very interesting point, Dave, that I want to sort of expand on a little bit. There is a generation, my kids and your kids have grown up in interesting times, right? They grow up, Barack Obama, I think, is the first president that they really, really remember. They might have some memories of President George W. Bush, maybe. In the latter years, they go through 4 years with Donald Trump, and anything they hear about President Trump is negative from everybody who's surrounding them, everybody in school, and then they go through the last couple of years, and you're right, maybe they think, well, this is just kind of the way it is, and you and I, the old guys in the room, are going, no, sit down, let me tell you how it used to be, Sonny.
Right, right. And you know, I think, you know, I'm so sick of the debate, discussion, whatever, but, yeah. You know, that's part of it. You know, in the old days, if you said a president, you know, their job is to run the world, to run the U.S. for sure.
Right.
And if you said that person delivered peace and prosperity for their entire term,
mm-hmm.
that would be end of story, right? That it's like, what more do you want? It's not the job of the state to make your, you know, psychological counseling therapeutic needs sore.
That's
so you feel happy.
Yep.
You know, happiness comes from other things, you know, God, family, nature, beauty, philosophy, truth. You know, there's plenty of other things can make you feel happy. And if you're relying on the President of the United States to make you happy, and you think that's actually a function of the federal government,
yep.
The definition of the federal government in economics and political philosophy is the entity which has a monopoly on violence. Right, that's the definition of the state, you know, from all
right.
the bright thinkers through time.
Yep.
So if you think the entity which has a monopoly on violence to coerce you to do anything they want, if you think that that entity is here to make you happy, you know, we've miseducated more than just a generation, but a couple generations. I don't think people understand the basic nature, what human nature looks like and what the state has been through world history. It's an awful thing. The best thing the United States has done is kept that monster in a cage for a long time, and now it's getting out.
Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. Dave joins us with his own observations, his own insights, his own analysis. I know you and I have chatted about it before, and we've discussed a couple of books that people need to read. But you tell me, Dave, because you're in the world of academia, are folks who are coming to liberty at 18 years of age aware of this? Do they understand fully what used to be and what the lessons are? And what about folks who are going to other colleges? I know you're at Liberty, but you must talk with other people in the academy. They must tell you what their entering freshmen know and feel.
Yeah, no. Well, at Liberty is pretty unique, right? I mean, the Judeo-Christian Western tradition, God, you know, there's two kingdoms in this world, the kingdom of lightness and the kingdom of darkness, right? The two kingdom of God and the kingdom of evil.
That's right.
The kingdom of good and the kingdom of bad, right? So there's two kingdoms, but then God institutes three spheres and has put them at work down in history, the sphere of the nation, the country, the nation state,
mm-hmm.
The sphere of the church and synagogue,
yep.
and the sphere of the family.
That's right.
And so the Liberty students, you know, they have an awareness of all three of those things, and they, you know, because they're in the Bible, right? The most quoted book of the founders is Deuteronomy, right?
That's
no one
right.
knows any of this. They don't
That's
know the
right.
The structure of government was laid out in the book of Deuteronomy, all the basic principles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Private property, freedom, God created us free.
Yep.
I heard a funny joke. I just thought, because I'm always Doomsday Friday. But I heard there's a very smart guy over at Oxford University. He's a mathematician, philosopher, defender of the faith.
Wow.
And a fairly cynical guy says, well, you believe in a God who, you know, it doesn't allow you freedom? Don't you know you have a free choice? And the mathematician from Oxford says, well, he said, this is a good question. It's funny, you know, the first one that asked that question was a snake. Back in the garden. And I was like, oh, finally, somebody with a wit. There's someone with some intelligence.
Yes.
Around,
yes.
Right. So, yeah, no, but they, yeah, these basic spheres that have been put in place, right? The nation state,
yep.
the church, synagogue, the family. Are those that who else is teaching that these days? I don't know. And if you're not teaching that, the Marxists are out to destroy all three. It's in print if you've missed it.
Oh yeah.
And so right, that's the ongoing threat to the country right now.
What do you think the numbers are, though? I mean, this is what I'm trying to figure out.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Out, Dave. You and I, I'm going to say it, I think we're relatively good guys. And I think we are grounded in faith, and we understand our our duty to God. And so we see a clear difference between good and evil. We know there are things that are good. There are things that are evil. But are we, at this point, are we in the minority? Or do you believe in the 300 million people we have in the United States that our thoughts, our beliefs, the things that we know are true, are we still the majority, do you think?
Yeah, I do. There's a reserve there of decency in most Americans. And, yeah. But now the problem is even the CEOs are scared to open their mouth.
Yes.
Right? The left is a minority, the vocal left, right? The folks that would the people that showed up at me when I was running, I had people showing up in outfits in the front row swearing at the pastor.
Yep.
And it's just a minority of very loud, very rude people that can ruin the whole event.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I still think the majority is there, but they've been scared to the point that if you say anything at work, you'll get threatened and you'll lose your job, you lose your paycheck, and you can't feed your kids.
Mm-hmm.
If you say anything wrong at school, you'll get an F on your paper.
That's right.
Right? And that's not the way we act toward students who oppose us. We're like, if I had a student that opposed me, I'd go, hey, that's great. What? Say that again. What? Let me hear that. That's a pretty good point. You're wrong, but it's interesting. Let's debate it. Right?
That's exactly.
And you'd have fun.
Yeah.
And that is not present anymore.
Wow. I don't know. I still have a glimmer of hope, a shred of hope. There's a little fire burning in me that I think we can absolutely do what's right. And you're right. You know, you come on Fridays and you get sort of stuck with a lot of the negative stuff. But here's the thing: is that your observations are honest. They're not negative for the sake of being negative. What we've all found, those following you on Getter, right? The Brad Economics.
Yeah.
It's just it's just the numbers, kids. This is these are the facts.
Right. Yeah. Well, and there is good news too.
Yeah.
If you look at the folks who have tried to build the dream in this country and soar to the heights, right? JFK, Robert Kennedy, Kennedy Jr.,
yes.
Tulsi Gabbard, Martin Luther King Jr. They were all shot, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's something wrong with this world when the people who are willing to give up everything for the dream, right? That dream comes into conflict with power in this world, the people who just want to hold power. The little hint there is they're usually associated with wanting to control the state.
That's right.
And that's the part we have to defend again. And that's why RFK Jr. made his move. He said, I have to return this republic back to the kids.
That's right.
And the bigs now, right? The big pharma, the big agriculture is killing our kids' health, the big defense, the big everything's big, right? There aren't a ton of small firms anymore, and that's a disaster.
It is a disaster. I'm going to remind everybody that Dr. Dave Brad is joining us. One of the things that Dave suggested a number of weeks ago, you get yourself a copy of a book called Return of the Strong Gods by R.R. Reno. It is not what I would call beach reading, but it is absolutely essential reading.
Yeah.
Dave, there's some books we have Brad Thor on, right? He writes a great thriller. It's like, man, I got to keep reading this. I can't go to bed. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. He's like, all right, put it down. You're falling asleep. I sometimes get nervous when I pick up R.R. Reno's books. Like, oh, man, I got to read a chapter, but boy, I got to read that chapter. Do you want to take a moment and take off your individual Dave Brad hat and put on your Liberty University hat and remind everybody about this big CEO summit that's coming up at Liberty?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Jeff. Yeah, we have a CEO summit every year, about 500 or 600 business titans, world leaders across the board, generals, national security secretaries under presidents, world leaders, African ambassadors, diplomats. So this year we've got the trade representative from Israel coming in. And everybody, it's just a networking, friends in faith, we call it, trying to win-win opportunities. The atmosphere, the environment is just one of kindness, and everybody gets along, and it's great. And so if you're in business out there, just email me. Just go to my email that's out on Brat Economics on Getter. I don't like sharing it over the airways because then 8 million people spam you.
Right.
But just go out to Getter and go to Brad Economics and say, hey, Dave, shoot me the flyer for the CEO Summit, and I will. You register and join us. You don't have to be a CEO. If you're C-suite or business leader, doctors, lawyers are coming this year. We got just some impressive names. You'll know half of them when you see them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is without question something that if you have the opportunity, when you read this, you need to take advantage of it. I'm just telling you that. I'm going to be there. I'm so excited about it. And, Dave, keep smiling, man. I know.
Yeah, I am. I still smile. I got friends like you. That's the joy of having real good friends. As Aristotle said, friends pursue the same ends,
yep.
The same goals, right? And that's what true friendship is. So it's always great being on your show, Jeff.
Well, we love you, man. Have a blessed weekend, brother. That is Dave Bratt, Dr. Dave Bratt from Liberty University. I'm here to tell you, he's like three of the best guys you're ever going to meet. Honest and forthright, and is still educating people. It's just he's just an amazing, amazing person. I'm humbled to count him as a friend. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com